From Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, and we can look at the screen and we can see the surrounding of those here and those other witnesses we can't see, let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We fix our eyes on you, Lord God.
Amen.
Glory, you are.
We glorify you. We glorify you. We honor you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise.
If you have a word for our worship, then unmute and bring it out. Lord, we bless you and glorify you.
We thank you, Lord our God. We thank you. We thank you again and again for your goodness and graciousness to us. Again and again. Again and again, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord our God. We thank you, Lord our God and King. How blessed is your name. How blessed is your name, O Lord our God.
Lord our God, you are holy indeed. You are perfectly righteous, O Lord God. You are perfectly just. And yet we, O Lord God, are sinners before you. But yet, O Lord God, you show us your mercy and you show us grace, Lord, through what you have done on the cross and for what you continue to pour out. Lord, thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace.
Amen.
You are holy, O Lord God. You are a holy God.
And yet you are a holy God.
Mercy and grace. Thank you, O Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And Jesus Christ, you are Lord. Lord, you are Lord over laptops. You are Lord over Zoom. You are Lord over whether we're in one room worshipping you or whether we're worshipping you in different places right now. Jesus Christ is Lord. And we worship you as our Lord. We worship you together now, Lord, and say, you are Lord. Amen.
Amen.
If there are any senses or words that you have, please bring them out now.
We give you thanks and praise for allowing us to be a people together. Lord, we give you thanks and praise for the encouragement, just seeing one another and praying together. Oh Lord, we thank you that we have a commitment to one another that extends more strongly than Zoom or any other approach. Lord, we give you thanks and praise for your mercy and kindness to us.
And Lord, in these days, we just say, pour out your spirit upon us. Pour out your spirit upon us as we stand before you, Lord our God. Equip us, strengthen us for these days and for these times. Give us hearts of love which reach across the physical boundaries which we cannot cross physically. Give us hearts to love and to touch and to encourage and support one another. Pour down your spirit upon us, O Lord, that we can welcome the stranger amongst us, that we can reach out to those who are hurting, that we can love those who do not know you. Pour down your spirit on us, O Lord our God, that we might be your people united more deeply and profoundly in this weird time when we can't even be in the same room. Lord Jesus, knit us together by the power of your Holy Spirit and be glorified amongst us, we pray.
Amen.
I was reminded of the as we were talking about being rooted and building on a firm foundation, the tree in Jeremiah 17, the the tree with the roots. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in the year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. May the Lord make us like that fruitful tree that never ceases to bear fruit at all times as we put our roots in him. Amen.
Amen. I just sent some Romans 8, 31 and 34. If God is for us, who can be against us? No one. Jesus Christ, who died, more than that, who is raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. And the sense that God isn't just for us, he's much more than that. He's actually actively praying for us at this time. And we shouldn't be afraid to put any intercessions, any problems we've got straight to him, and he will intercede for us.
Amen. We praise
you. Yes, you are Lord. You are our cornerstone. You are faithful. You are our anchor in the storm. You are our rock and our salvation.
Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness to us. We thank you that you are that firm foundation, that though everything else would shake and change, you do not change, and you are faithful and true. We pray, Lord, that you would give us the grace, give us the faith to trust in you and believe in you and have our knowledge of our future secure in you, in the fact that you are God and rule over all.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.